Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, oh, the Stanley, of Stanley, yes, and so, about all the villages teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news, curing every disease, everything. When he saw the clouds, he expected that they were harassed, healthy, like sheep without a shepherd. And he said to his disciples, harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest. Everyone concentrate on verse 36. This is when the crowds followed Jesus, driving where he went. And many of them followed the miracles that he did earlier in his chapter. Talking about a girl being stolen and died and being restored for family. And the woman with the issue of blood was killed. And later on, he heals the blind man. And after that, he healed one who was demon and who was acute. And the people came out of the night and he was able to speak. Now, when he saw all the people who followed him, and this is compassion for them, I was struck with their words that they were harassed. They were harassed. What would I mean by that? What I mean is that they were under the authority of Rome, and they were also under the authority of the Pharisees, and said, who were the religious leaders. Now, religious leaders should encourage his flock. They should encourage his flock, feed his flock, whether spiritually, physically, or how, or however they need to be sent. Put a lot of rules and regulations that the people follow in order to be right with God. Now, none of this was meant to be careful, very small at all. A lot of this stuff is escaped. A number of things like you have to wash hands, ceremonial wash hands. Doing work on Sabbath to be able to move the cow from one to another to consider that work. Now, who were the four? Who were these? First of all, most of them probably four. The ex-slaves. Anybody who had any kind of informative considered by the hierarchy, that's that somebody could blind, deaf, or torn, who had leprosy, was fairly common at that time. Mentioned slaves, all right to think that they were queer people at the time also. So anybody who was unacceptable to what the Pharisees and Sadducees deemed acceptable, we'll give them a bunch of rules that a lot of them couldn't follow. First of all, it's like the band. Second of all, nowhere in the Mosaic Law that I mentioned earlier. And third of all, who had the time to do all this? They were harassed, they were harassed by, many things about the daily life, and some struggle with food, they would be down, they'd be down spiritually, they'd be down emotionally, they were blessed by a lot of things, families, not normal. But they had no leader. Nobody ever really encouraged them. Nobody ever gave some kind of hope that things would get better, that they could be fed, they were cared for. But this wasn't the case. Jesus saw this. When he saw this, he had compassion for them, because he knew what they were going through. As we know, the one that first, and he said, I think I was going to say, so being a shepherd is, making sure that everyone's safe. Being a shepherd is making sure that everyone's taken care of, for their physical well-being, for their spiritual well-being, and also for their emotional well-being. The one idea, one aspect of being a leader is to be able to encourage your flock. Encourage your flock, saying, hey, be, which we're fighting for, so they can wear the people fit. Today, I'm thankful many churches have taken an active role in their community. I'm thankful the church I attend to that we have a community to be there, because one of the things in our community is food camp. So we provide fresh food, no cost. We have people who supply the food to us, and we, so we evolve with the community. And this is what caring for your flock, caring for their well-being. Now during COVID, there was a lot of them that the people were down, felt harassed, a lot of anger. One thing people don't need now, they would be a lot of posturizing, moralizing. A lot of people needed help. So one day I left with some courage to give people the help that they need. A lot of homeless people. They need help. Not only a place to live, but a lot of people. Most simple help. Some only need physical. Just to take care of physical. Some are ill. Depression. A lot of depression. Something about people in prison. About other people. We love people to have systems. So I think about now where all the public space holding laws on France is so little campus is important. The laws supposed to always do this on the day or whatever. And they're being the second meeting down the second society just because they're different. That's pushing. Pushing each. That's forward. Step forward. There's someone who may be helping you, but maybe need to return home. There's somebody who may need some help, courage, skill. Maybe they need help in taking care of them while they're sick, making sure that they're family. He being the shepherd, he's wanting us for your flock. What made my shepherds, so when they had their sheep, they had the war of all predators like wolves, fox, lions. They had the war of all those had sheep. And when I'm a shepherd, you know, he's scattered by all these. All, so by all these elements, it's for people to be, but it's for, to encourage them, it's for, show them the way, and for people to have the best for them. And what I look from that view is an example of the work you just want. He's compassionate. You know, these days, in some circles, we talk about people blame some people in high places, blame people who are down and out, to blame them for the wrong position. Well, first of all, blame the Christian. That's not a Christian way to look. You don't know what a Christian is. There are some involved guys, not at home. You don't know what a person is. You know, what they reflect with Jesus' compassion, caring, helping out all the way. Whichever way we can. This is what I see. This is what I can mean of this particular path. Not any kind of self-righteousness or anything. Just compassion. And action. It's less to us. And this is going to be. I hope there's less courage someone here. Pray that someone out here listening. I can pray that they get courage. It's something that I care for you inside here. Now I'm looking forward to getting together on my next. So then I'd like to thank this. God bless you.